Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning tonight continues in Hilchos Brachos Simin Nun Aleph. Our learning tonight should be for the Refuah Shalem of our dear beloved Chef Meir Rappaport, Meir Yechiel Ben Leah. He should have a speedy recovery. The Mechaber teaches us in Halacha Ches learning the topic of Psukei Dezimra, how it is that we are supposed to daven. Ein Oimrim Hazmiros Bimirutza. A person should not say the paragraphs, the stanzas, the kapitulach, the tehillim that make up and constitute Psukei Dezimra quickly and in haste, but rather Ke'im Benachas. Those phrases, those paragraphs should be said Benachas, gently, meaningfully, slowly, carefully, articulately. They should be said with great fervor and great meaning, with great supplication. It shouldn't be that they are said in haste, but rather they are said carefully. Now, this isn't as popular as it should be in many Batei Knesios around the world. There's great haste. There is great speed to Psukei Dezimra. Some actually applaud themselves insofar that they can daven so fast. And the Mishnah Berurah explains why that should not be the case. It's a bizayon. It's a degradation to the tefillah anyways to seem as if it's an oil, as if it is a burden, as if it's onerous and in our way. But rather it should be something that's done as a supplication, something that's fervent and meaningful. But the Mishnah Berurah explains just very simply why you can't go fast. That you know what happens when you go fast? There's two possibilities of problem. Number one is you're going to leave out a word. You're going to skip a word or words. Or you're going to say every word, but you're going to swallow your words. And it's going to be lacking the clarity that is necessary for one to say such precious words, such precious jewels, when one is supplicating before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Notwithstanding the fact that one acts as the Shliach Tzibor, so one who goes quickly is causing others to skip words because they just simply can't keep up. But rather, Ela Yotzi Mipiv, one should have these words come out of one's mouth, ki'ilu moina ma'os, as if a person is counting money. You know, when you take out money from a bank and you are extracting dollar bills, hundreds, let's just say, you're making sure that you're ruffling the bills together so that they are not stuck together because you want to carefully count your money. You want to make sure that there's nothing chaser, that there's nothing missing. And that preciousness that we show, ma'os, so too, alachas kama v'kama, the preciousness that we are supposed to show, the tefillah, the davening that we pray to the Almighty. When we talk about Yotzi Mipiv, there should not be any confusion. In the Dirshei Mishnah Berurah, in the notes, he points out that Ulukamon should be kol makom toiv shelo laharim koilo afilu b'sukkah dezimra. We know, and when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei, with the exception of during the Yomim Noharayim, one should not raise their voice in tefillah not to distract another person. It could be lishmoyla oznoi. It has to be loud enough and audible enough that you can hear it in your own ears, but it shouldn't be loud enough and audible so much that your neighbor can hear it in their ears. So that ability to vacillate and oscillate sound is really dependent on a certain skill. So it's to be loud enough and audible enough for you to hear it, but not loud enough that others. So laharim koilei even applies to psukei dezimra not to do so. Ki Hashem shemeya kishem ispalo belachash, that when a person davens belachash, silently, quietly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shemeya, hears. And finally, tonight, when we say as long as it takes for a person to daven, what is that measured time? Some shuls actually post that brachos should be this amount of time, through Psukei Dezimra should be that amount of time, birchas kriya shma shmath through Shemoneh Esrei should be that amount of time, chazaras hashas should be its time. So how much should Psukei Dezimra be? So he explains that the zman amiras Psukei Dezimra, according to the Magen Avraham, is shuchatzi shatz, 30 minutes. V'chein b'mishneh brura kosa b'shem ha-Magen Avraham, so says the Mishneh Berurah, quoting this Magen Avraham, that it's 30 minutes, sheyochol hashatz, that there is the chaylis of the shlich tzibor lahamtin l'minyin chatzi shat kodem yishtabach, that it is permissible, praiseworthy, right and just for the Shlich Tzibor to wait 30 minutes until he begins Yishtabach. After all, that is what seems to be, according to the Magen Avraham, that's the Zman Amiras Psukei Dezimra. 30 minutes is how much time it takes, how much is appropriate to a lot, to reciting Psukei Dezimra. And so therefore you have it on black and white. It should seemingly be no less than 30 minutes. Kolamar Bar is a Meshubach, and if it's going to be less, it should be in consultation with a Rav, and understanding what the time constraints and restrictions and reasons are that are necessary to make any type of adaptations and adjustments. So here we understand more than anything the preciousness and the care and the charisma that's necessary for the Peirush HaTfilah, the Ahavas HaTfilah, and the importance of the Chashivas HaTfilah, to know how very valued these words are for us. And as we have these words as said in Klapei Shmai. Okay, we'll stop here.